Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, I don't know if you saw, but nobody got the boot from Ultimate Hell Week, the professionals, last night. So it gives me the chance to catch up with someone I really, really, really want to talk to. Four-time Paralympic gold medalist Michael McKillop was eliminated in week one, and it seemed like he had the weight of the world on his shoulders. So how is he doing now? Well, let's find out. Hi, Michael.
Hello, how's it going?
How are you?
I'm all right. Yourself?
I'm not too bad. I'm delighted to talk to you. When you agreed to do this show, what did you hope to achieve from Ultimate Hell Week?
Personally, for me, I think everyone who takes part in the show kind of has their own reasons. And the reason for me was basically I had been known as Michael McKillop, the runner, my whole life. No one had really ever seen me for who I am, a disabled man. And I wanted to show that it didn't matter of my disability. It was about my ability of going on. And I've always grown up with kind of the thought that I wasn't as equal to everybody else. And I'm sure a lot of the disabled people that is listening here will probably feel the same way.
Sure.
But I think with me going on this, people were seeing me for who I was, and I was number 20. They were seeing me alongside the likes of Setanta, a 6'7" giant who formerly played for Cork and played for AFL, number one, a world indoor champion, actresses and rugby players and people like that. So for me, it was an equal opportunity to showcase what we could do. And we were going to go through the same things. And that, for me, was the reason doing it.
So representation is so important. So that was a driving factor of you, you know, signing up to do a show like this. I mean, it's incredible what you did. But as a multi-gold medal winner, how did it feel to not achieve your goal? I mean, you were so upset leaving. I have a little clip, and I hate to bring you back to this point because I know you've moved on. But if the listeners didn't see it, this is when you left.
I want people to respect me for who I am as a man, not a disabled man. And I want for others to understand that it is okay to be different. And I hope that I've shown the people that that's possible, even though you are different or you have a disability.
Well, people of Ireland have an abundance amount of respect for you, my friend. And your success has been a family affair. I mean, your dad is your coach, and your mom actually presented you with one of your goals back in 2012. Are you good at sharing the burden when things don't go well?
I think because I've been so privileged and lucky to represent Ireland and put on the vest and live people's dreams, as I would call it, I think my expectation was always winning gold medals from a very early age. And I didn't allow my expectations to spill into my family life. My dad and me had a professional relationship. He was my coach when I was at track and training. So I could always show my frustrations to him as a coach. But once we went back into the family setup, we tried to keep that apart, and we tried to keep it as a family unit when we were all together. And we tried not to allow my running, my job as such, get a hold of family life. And I feel like we've done that very well. Obviously not always, but I think the moments that I will always remember would be in London 2012. Like you said, was my mother presented me with my gold medal, the first ever parent to ever present their child with an Olympic or Paralympic gold medal. So for me, we created history on that day. And, and my mum is a bit of a history maker. So like I said, I released all my frustrations and kind of sadness and excitement, really most of my running to my father and to my coach.
Let's stick with the positives for a minute. Can you tell me what was the best part of Hell Week? The whole experience for you. What do you look back with fond memories?
To be perfectly honest, and it's one of them ones. You look back and you kind of think to yourself, well, no one has ever really, not many people have got the opportunity to jump out of a helicopter.
Yeah, that's true.
No one gets thrown overboard. of a boat and told swim to shore, and then you get there, and it's the unknown, I think, is the buzz and the exhilaration that I felt, in personal opinion. And within 30 seconds, when we got taken off the bus, we got put in the stress position, we got a hood put over our heads and bundled into the back of a van, straight away, inside 30 seconds, I had conquered a fear. So for me, that was a major kind of exhilarating event, and everything that I did afterwards was just a next level up, a next level up. And even doing kind of doing the gas chamber, or the gas chamber in a way, was quite daunting as well. And that for me was the moment where I realized that I could do things, and I could get through this course, and just unfortunately a sandbag to the back of the head. But I do really do feel a bit inadequate now, because Johnny Ward, number 9, dislocates his shoulder last night and gets popped back in, and he's off again. But these things happen.
These things happen. It's interesting you said that you like within 30 minutes you'd conquered your fears. I mean, I never thought of it like that. And that must be quite uplifting and feel amazing, you know, when you look back at the show. Michael, what is life like for you now? I mean, you've retired from competitive athletics. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing really well, to be perfectly honest. Since I announced my retirement in December last year, it gave me an opportunity to be me, Michael. And like I said, I talked about it earlier, I'm no longer Michael the runner as such, and I've got to explore different things. I've got to experience different things, and I think Hell Week was one of the biggest stepping stones in my life, because it made me realise that I could be as good as everyone else, and stepping out into the real world as well, trying to get a part-time job or a full-time job in the future.
But you're a civilian now. I mean, you've been in the spotlight since you were a teenager. What are your hopes for the future as a civilian?
Yeah, well, I do a lot of guest speaking, and kind of been delivering talks across the island of Ireland, and I talk about mental health and resilience, because unfortunately, back when I was 25 years of age, I had a mental breakdown, and I think it's always important to reach out to people and to talk about the importance of resilience and mental health. And I think after what we all went through with the pandemic, it's an opportunity for me to get out to companies across the island and try and help people get over unfortunate aspects of their life. And that for me is what I would dream to do for long term, but it doesn't always work out like that. But for me, I'm working part time in a golf industry in a way at the minute. I'm a passionate golfer, so it's always a privilege to be able to work for a company
and do what you love. Michael McKillop, thank you so much for joining me today. You did yourself proud on the show, and you did your country proud so many times on that track. So thank you. Have a good one, Michael. I'll talk to you soon. And just for you guys, Ultimate Hell Week, the professionals, is on every Wednesday, 9:35. And there are going to be loads of people milled out of it this week, so you don't want to miss that show.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.